Good morning and welcome to this worship service. Today is the third Sunday of Advent. Each Sunday is given a theme. The first was hope, the second peace, and today is joy. Joy is so easy to accept when it comes our way, isn't it? Phil Calloway comes to our breakfast table every day and brings us some smiles. But joy is deeper than jocularity. A joke makes us laugh, but true joy is lasting and hugs the whole body. Just feels different. I'm not saying Phil is shallow in his humor. He always adds serious truth to his visit. I hope we can embrace the full joy offered by God through his Son as we celebrate the Christmas season. Pastor Wes will be referencing a number of different scriptures today. I would like to sneak just a few verses from the Isaiah passage, Isaiah 61, 10 and 11, and they go like this. I'm overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I'm like a bridegroom in his wedding suit or a bride with her jewels. The sovereign Lord will show his justice to the nations of the world. Everyone will praise him. His righteousness will be like a garden in early spring, with plants springing up everywhere. Does that invite you to praise the Lord? I would think so. Jesse and I watch Hallmark movies pretty much every night, and one of the commercials has caught our attention, and it goes like this. Maybe this Christmas will be something more. Maybe this year God will appear deeper than ever before. Maybe this Christmas. It promotes, the commercial helps, promotes helping needy with food for Christmas. Kind of a hopeful longing during a tough year. Will you join me in a prayer of preparation? Holy God, you who fill our souls with hope, peace, and joy, as we wait the coming of the Savior of the world. We wait to celebrate the event of Jesus' birth, but we wait the sound of the trumpet announcing his coming again, when you take all your children to the place prepared for us. We worship you as we join in this hour of praise and thanks. Even though we sit at our individual homes, may we be joined in spirit. Bind us together and unite us in bonds of love. May the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. We'll go to the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 61, 1 to 11. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priests of the Lord. You shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations, and in their riches you shall glory. Because their shame was double, and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot, therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is grown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. That's Isaiah 61. We still need offerings, and you know the drill on how we need to give these days. Have to do it online or drop it in the box here, get it to Peter somehow. But would you join me in a prayer for the offering? Long ago, one silent night, God revealed his glory bright. His own image came to man for salvation's matchless plan. Jesus, Savior, Shepherd, King, Lord of all, to you we bring praises, wonder, thanks, and love for the gift from God above. Lord, bless our gifts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Got a song, Matt? Before Pastor West brings his message, I would like to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, to his descendants forever." Let's pause to pray for Pastor West before he brings the message. Holy God, we commit Pastor West into your hands. Grant him joy and confidence in his delivering of his message. May he do it with joy and strength. And may we hear and be touched in our hearts that we truly worship and praise you and give you thanks for all you do and have done. May you, your spirit be upon him. Amen.
Good morning.